This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA.
I said it was a big hour. It doesn't get much bigger than our next guest, who is having a fantastic year. And already a winner of over 1,600 races, 1,625 races in his career, to be exact. Big fan of HRN, and just an all-around great guy. Jockey Rajiv Miraj joins us now on the Equine Forum. Rajiv, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
So just to recap for our audience, back on Jockey Club Gold Cup Day, Rajiv had one of the biggest wins of the year in the Turf Classic aboard Main Sequence, third win in a row. Very next race, Jockey Club Gold Cup, Rajiv was riding Wicked Strong, another one of his big time performers this year. Rajiv, of course, teamed up with Wicked Strong to win the Grade 1 Wood Memorial back in April, the Grade 2 Jim Dandy in July up at Saratoga, beaten just a nose by his stablemate, V.E. Day, in the Travers. And unfortunately, was involved in a pretty horrific spill in the Jockey Club Gold Cup aboard Wicked Strong that resulted in a broken arm and Rajiv being out of action since. Rajiv, a lot of fans out in HRN Nation, and you know, a lot of people coming up to me asking me how you've been doing and stuff. Give us a little update and maybe a little insight into when you'll be back in the saddle.
Well, things are coming along pretty good. You know, it was a pretty big trauma to my arm, surgery and all that, and it's coming along well. Right now, I'm in the stage where I'm in rehabilitation, where I'm starting to do weights with my arm. Not real heavy weights, but it's a process, and it's kind of leading towards a build-up to where I can start picking up stuff and using my arm more often, which is a big step forward, and the return is pretty indefinite because it's going to be all based on how my arm responds during the rehab time. But the way it's progressing right now, my doctors are really happy, and my therapist, they pretty much tell me that I'm above par for this kind of injury, and they're really excited with my progress, and that's really good for me to hear from them. So it's hard for me to say exactly when is the timeline for return, but I can't rush it. I got to just kind of go with the flow of how the arm is coming along and how the therapy is going. But I just feel like I'm not that far from the saddle right now, hopefully.
And that's the thing with injuries, especially severe injuries like a broken arm like that. You don't want to rush back too quickly because it can affect not only your immediate future, but for the rest of your career if you come back too soon.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, one of the things is I just want to be able to come back right where I left off, and pretty much, and I don't want to have to come back and be picky of not riding too many horses or whatnot. I just want to be able to come back and be in full swing. So I have to make sure that my arm is prepared for that, and my whole body is ready for that when I come back.
I know the original plan before the injury was to winter in Florida for the first time. Like I said, you were having a fantastic year, won over 100 races, including a few grade ones. Of course, the big man retired on you earlier this year, Groupie Doll. Rajiv, of course, a winner of 4 Breeders' Cup races, including back-to-back filly and mare sprints in 2012 and 2013 aboard the great Groupie Doll. Really been a before the injury, a fantastic season for you.
Yeah, everything was going better than I can hope. I mean, because when Groupie Doll retired, that I took a blow there because she's, you know, twice champion and all that, all those big races, and she was so superior. And I got fortunate that I picked up the mount on Artemis Agriterra, and then won the ballerina at Saratoga, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I might have found a filly to fill the spot of a groupie doll in that division. And then also our Wicked Strong and Main Sequence, and amongst a lot of young horses that I started riding that seemed to have very good potential. So I was really building up with a lot of good horses that I was looking forward to for the Breeders' Cup. And, you know, unfortunately, got injured. So
you bring up Artemis Argotera and Main Sequence, both of whom wound up running in the Breeders' Cup, of course, unfortunately, without your services. You and Graham Motion, from the time Main Sequence first came to this country and ran back in July in the United Nations, you guys caught real fire, teamed up for a bunch of winners up at Saratoga and through the rest of the summer. And the one thing that I was very happy to see from Graham was Graham waited until the absolute last minute to name a replacement, until it was obvious that you weren't going to be back for the Breeders' Cup. When a guy like Graham Motion, you know, one of the top trainers in this country, is willing to wait for you, it has to make you feel good.
I mean, what Graham did for me by waiting, it was just, I can't even describe, not only from the fact that, you know, it gave me an opportunity that if my arm was to get better in time, that I would be able to ride the horse, that was great. But also, you know, just to show it's very good for my inner feeling that somebody's shown me that kind of support. You know, it definitely helps you keep your chin up in such a tough time like that.
And Artemis Argotera really didn't show up Breeders' Cup Day. Main Sequence sure did, though. Johnny Velasquez with an excellent ride, you know, capable replacement for Rajiv, did great. Rajiv, it gives him 4 wins. He's undefeated now in all 4 starts in America, 4 grade ones, 4 different turf courses. A year in which there really has not been a standout dirt horse. Now, obviously, you have a proverbial dog in this fight as you rode Main Sequence to 3 of his 4 wins in the country. You think he's a worthy horse of the year?
He's a true champion, Main Sequence. Since the first day I rode him, one thing about this horse that makes him stand out is two things, actually. He overcomes adversity, which he doesn't have to have it his own way, and he finds a way to gut out the win. And, you know, that is speaks volumes about horses, because from the first day I rode him in the United Nations, a lot of things didn't go his way, and he still end up winning, managed to find a way to win the race. And the next thing is, every time that I've ridden him, whether he won by a head or a nose or whatever, it felt like he could have won further. It just felt like he would get to the lead and idle at the end. Meanwhile, he wasn't going to lose. He keeps the winning margin, but I just felt like there's more there that he could just pull away. So, you know, I think the horse is a true champion, and every time he had to step up to another test, the competition got tougher. He got tougher, and he showed a lot of grit. He won pretty convincing in the Breeders' Cup turf.
Hey Rajiv, it's Ellis Starr. Good to have you on.
I'm glad your
recovery is going well. On a side note, I know we talked when we had you on a couple times before about when you make it to Lexington, a very good Jamaican restaurant, but that closed. But I got good news when you do make it, that a friend of mine opened a Jamaican store, and she does some catering, so we can have a nice meal of some of that food you like whenever you make it here and you're back, hopefully for the spring at Keeneland, and maybe, of course, next year for Breeders' Cup. You know, everything goes well, you're bound to have a couple of Breeders' Cup starters, so I know you'll be here. So we got to make a date, and I want to know, I follow you on Twitter, of course, and you're so active and one of the best jockeys at being active and talking to the fans. Regarding Main Sequence, you know, particularly when you rode him and you used the word gutted out, do you think a horse like that just... what's the cliche is they know where the wire is. Like, they just get going, it appears to the fans, the last 16th of a mile, and just turn it on just enough. In the Breeders' Cup, he drew off, like you said, but you knew he always could do that. But with you, you were just so patient, and he was so patient, the way horse and rider get together, so good. What What about a horse like that? The public wants to know, and I want to know really, makes him like just seem like, eh, you know what? I'll just wait. I know I can do it. I can wait till the last second to get it done.
Honestly, it's hard for me to understand why he would do that, and I wish he didn't. I wish he opened up three or four lengths every time when I asked him to run, because I know he could do it. I know he has it in him, but you know he always cut it close and kind of. If he would open up two or three lengths, I'd be a lot more comfortable. Then you know some of those are really close photos.
So it was
The United Nation, the Sword Dancer, all of them.
it was his choice, not yours.
Raj, before we let you go, I gotta ask, how's the poker game? Now that you got some time to yourself with you and Angie, and you know, Ellis, you talk, Raj's wife, would a little full disclosure here. I've played plenty of poker with Rajiv Miraj and tried plenty of Angie Miraj's cooking, and she could cook. I don't know about any Lexington Jamaican store. You ain't getting better stuffing at the Miraj
Oh no,
household. I can tell you that right now.
no, I understand that. I'm just letting him know. We talked to last year about Mi Ariman, which was a store I loved very much, and they went out of business. But my friend Jackie McNeil opened a Caribbean store and market and does catering. So I'm just letting him know when he comes here, you can have some
Well,
home cooking.
I know where I'll be eating in Lexington. I know where I'll
There you
be
go.
in Lexington now, but like Tony says, you know, they say there's no cooking like Mama's cooking.
Yeah.
There's no cooking like Angie's cooking.
No, I understand.
Angie could cook with the best of them, and that's a, I'm 400 pounds, and I got plenty of Angie cooking in me. Don't worry about that, Raj. How's the po Raj? Like I said, you got some time now. You working on that poker game? Like, when am I gonna come take some of your money?
Yeah, whenever you're ready, I'm all in. Whenever you're ready.
All right, Raj. Keep the real rehabilitation going, and we look forward to seeing you back in the saddle real soon. Thank you so much for the time this morning, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.